This is Jody Chalan of Landscape Live. I'm at the Landscape Management booth at Planet GIE Expo in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm with Allison Blobner of LandOpt. She's the manager of licensed sales. She's going to be talking with me today about LandOpt. Hello, Allison. How are you today?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for being on the show. For people that may not know about LandOpt, can you just give them a description of what you do and how you work?
Sure. LandOpt, we work with independently owned landscape contractors, and we help with the overall business performance of increasing profitability, increasing revenue, cash flow, and also helping to bring defined processes and systems to their organizations. We work with contractors across the United States with, you know, revenue starting at $1 million all the way up to $10 to $12 million. And we really work with them as a partnership, you know, bringing those formal processes and systems that also allow their business to be very predictable and sustainable for as, you know, as they grow out into the future.
So when you say companies a million, 10, 12 million, what size companies are those typically as far as people? How many employees would they have?
I would say they, you know, have a minimum of about 15 to 20 employees all the way up to, you know, 90 to 100. There's, you know, different levels there.
And are the companies a mix of design, build, and maintenance, or are they typically one instead of the other?
Yeah, we have a mix of contractors that do design, build, maintenance, residential, commercial. Our focus as we help them to implement the processes and systems is really to have a 50-50 split of 50% of their business is coming from the installation or project side, and then 50% of their business is coming from long-term recurring sales or recurring agreements. So that allows, again, for them to grow their business.
And are those percentages something that's changed over the years with the economy changing, or is it something you've always had as a benchmark?
The 50-50 has always been a benchmark. We base those principles off of how a service industry business should be run. So if you look at our contractors today, you know, they're performing at, you know, from a profitability standpoint, they're operating at, you know, three times what the industry average is right now. So we don't change our standards because of the fluctuations in the economy. We're very driven on staying focused on this is the standard and working towards that standard. So when the fluctuations do happen with the economy, our contractors haven't really experienced the effects of that as a lot of other contractors are, because they really have those defined processes and systems, and the solution allows for it to, you know, essentially work through the economy in a very productive manner.
And I mean, that makes perfect sense, because a lot of companies got caught doing 80-90% design build and were rushing to the maintenance market to, I guess, have the recurring revenue, where your company or companies that worked with you already had them in place for whether it was a great year or, you know, we started falling into a bad economy. For a contractor, can you, I guess, talk about the process a little bit? I call you up, you know, we're struggling, we're $1.5 million. How does your process work?
Our first step in the process is to, you know, first, obviously, have that phone conversation with you. And then we would meet face-to-face with that contractor and understand a little bit more about their business. So the very, very first step is really us just sitting down and having a mutual Q&A session that takes about an hour. We want to learn about the, you know, the past of what that contractor has experienced, and then also understand what their goals are, what their challenges are, looking at, again, their four key areas of their business in sales, human resources, operations management, and business management. So we look at those pieces as we go through that first kind of sit down time together to really understand, is there alignment between their organization and ours?
So, and is it something that's done at your office, or do you go to their place of business?
We actually go out to their place of business.
Wow.
So we travel all over the country to meet with contractors one-on-one.
And as we were talking just before we came on the air, it's, you have a team of people. It's, you really, it's a holistic approach of their whole business,
Correct. We provide a whole business approach. We have a team of success coaches that really are working hands-on in the contractor's location. So they're on site with the business owners and with their team members as well, helping them to implement those systems.
So then after your first conversation with them, you see that there is a good fit, then you'll agree, I guess, develop some sort of contract approach with them. How does that work? How's your business model work?
We have a very defined process for us looking at that evaluation of a contractor to join the LandUp network. After that first meeting, there's about 5 or 6 other steps that we go through to educate them on what LandUp is and how it can benefit them as an organization. So a piece of that is returning for another meeting where we go more into depth with the contractor. And then following that, we also plan for them to spend some time at one of our existing contractors' locations. So by that time, they have an understanding of enough about what LandUp is to then go out and see how is this really working, you know, for those that are pretty much, you know, living it every day. And then following that, there's a few additional steps that they would take before we would look into, partnering with each other over a multi-year agreement.
So then you really, I mean, it sounds like your whole process is really finding out who the company really is. I mean, it sounds like you really get involved with them. You work very closely with these companies. And then, I guess, depending on their needs, you'll have the specialist meet with them or multiple people meet with them based on what some of their needs are.
Yes, and the defined process that we have really allows us to see if that contractor is really a fit for LandUp as well. We're not a rescue mission by any means, so we're looking for good companies that say, we've built a good company, but we want to go to that next level of being great. And then once we would engage in them, we have a very defined, 6-month first process, and then all of those additional pieces scaling out after that. So it's very defined and very scheduled in the manner of how we interact with those clients.
So with that, how are you seeing, or how was 2013, would you say, for LandUp as well as the companies you're working with? How's the economy been?
2013 has been great. Our contractors, again, haven't experienced the extreme fluctuations that, you know, that were came in, you know, with the challenges with the economy. So 2013 has been a great year for our contractors. They're meeting the goals of, 8 to 12% net profitability. The LandUp standard is to be in that 12 to 15%. So again, they're working on that continual improvement of getting to that 12 to 15%. And it's been a great year for LandUp. We've added, contractors across the nation in Texas and Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and Ohio, and in various other states. So it's been an exciting year for us, and we're looking for continued growth through 2014 from the LandUp side in finding, again, and partnering with those contractors that value the services that we bring to the table.
It's always great to hear that the economy is doing well, that contractors are doing well, that companies like yourself are doing well. If somebody wants to learn more about your company and how you work, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
The best way for them to reach out to us, they can go onto our website at www.landup.com. And we actually have a link that they can click on to inquire about becoming a LandUp contractor.
And it's just for everybody, it's LandUp, one word, LandUp.com. Well, I wanted to thank you very much for being on the show today. Again, we've been talking with Allison Blobner of LandUp. She's the manager of licensed sales. We're at the GIE, the trade show in Louisville, Kentucky. This is Jody Chaland from Landscape Live at the Landscape Management booth.